بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم. Brother and all the listeners out there, Allah give you al-barakah and khayr munisab. In thinking what to speak about, and alhamdulillah, something comes to mind, and which is, today in our busy world and our busy schedule, we have actually forgotten the rights of one another. And amongst the rights that we have forgotten, we have simply forgotten all the rights, unfortunately. And this is why you find people stealing from people, people abusing people, people not worrying about the honor of people. And all of this are in the rights of a Muslim to another, of a human to another. Amongst the rights that people have that a Muslim, amongst the rights that a Muslim has to another Muslim, Nabi Kareem alayhi salam has mentioned in different hadiths, different rights. And in one hadith, he mentions one of the rights of a believer is that when he sneezes and says, Alhamdulillah, as a man must say, Alhamdulillah, and then he in turn continues the dua. One of the rights which is totally neglected today is the visiting of the sick. What an example of Nabi Kareem alayhi salam, that he would visit the sick, and he clearly said, that one of the rights of a believer, one of the rights of a fellow believer is that you visit him when he's sick. And then the etiquette also when you visit him. But the reality is that people do get sick. People do get sick. A person is normal, healthy today. Allahu mahfazna, he meets an accident tomorrow, or he's got a flu, or he's got a cough. He used to come to the masjid, now you don't see him. He used to come to ta'alim, she used to come to ta'alim, now you don't see her. Is it just for us to ignore it? You might ignore it the first session, but the second session, Sahaba who didn't come to mosque, they would be asked about, where is he? Sahaba, they didn't come to the battlefield and for the jihad. They would be asked, hey, what happened to that Sahabi? And then answers would be forthcoming. And Nabi Kareem, why? Because one, and Nabi Kareem al-Islam would be worried and be concerned about his fellow Muslim. So visiting of the sick is an amazing, amazing, amazing quality. To the extent that Nabi, and whatever is amazing and beloved to Allah, Allah Ta'ala has put very, very much gain and rewards in it. One of the deeds that one can be rest assured that Allah loves, subhanallah, he loves it with an extreme passion, and this is visiting of the sick. It may seem a small deed. I tell the students here, we are so lucky, we in Darul Uloom, we got 450 students here, and it's very easy for you to sick. After us, you take one walk down your corridor, you'll visit six people. Because, I mean, you must be having every day 4 or 5 people who are sick in Darul Uloom, because we are human beings. And so it's very easy to visit the sick. In our towns, in our homes, to go to your neighbor, to go jump in the car, travel quick. Allah Ta'ala give me first tawfiq to do this. Allah give us tawfiq. So, yes, people do get sick, and people are instructed to go and visit the sick people. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said once, he said that, looking at the time, 4:45, Nabi Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, it's a long hadith, but the part of the sick person comes in where Nabi Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam said that if you visit a sick person, لَوَجَدْتَنِي عِنْدَهُ. If you visit a sick person, then you would find me by that person. SubhanAllah. That means if you want to visit Allah on this earth and you want to get the blessings of Allah directly, then you go and visit the sick people. I've actually once heard an alim going to a sick person, and I visited the sick person with the alim, and he tells the person, you know, your du'as are so well accepted right now because Allah says that he is with you right now. Ayub alayhi salam says that when I was sick for those many, many years, I felt Allah with me all the time because Allah is, subhanAllah, is there with you all the time. And Allah Ta'ala is putting you through the test. So he knows what he's putting you through. So he, for this reason, your du'as are accepted tremendously. So take the opportunity. Of course, you make du'a that you get better as well. And you pass the test of having sabr. But with that, you make du'a for all those around you. Make du'a for yourself, for your children, for your wealth, for your mothers, for your fathers, for all those who have passed along. And do not forget, on top of it is Maulana Aku. He needs the du'as most. So this du'a time is very essential for the person who's sick, and to make dua for those around him. So now, Nabi Kareem, I was telling you that everybody gets sick. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we learned what to do and how to do it, because of the fact that when a person is sick, or a person who goes to visit some person who's sick, what do you do and how do you do it? So there are du'as to be read. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and Nabi Salamat ibn Abdul Rahman Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, who was the zawja of Nabi Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam, anna qalat, idha shtaka Rasulullah. When Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself was sick, then this is amazing. When Nabi of Allah himself was sick, once raqahu Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam came down and made a dua for him. But what was this dua that we will learn, inshallah al-aziz, that we may read it upon ourselves and that we may read it upon sick people. So if you are the sick person, then you'd be like Nabi Karim alayhi salam, because he was sick at this point, and you would read the dua, the person would be reading it upon you, would be reading it as it is direct from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it was done by Jibreel. What is the dua? You go to the person and you read, Bismillahi yubarika wa min kulli da'in yashfika wa min sharri hasidin ila hasada wa sharri kulli dhi 'aynin. I'm going to repeat the dua. Bismillahi yubarik wa min kulli da'in yashfik wa min sharri hasidin ila hasad wa sharri kulli dhi 'aynin. A third time, please write this dua down, because you may learn it and you must read it. If you're going to be reading it to other people, then you'd be doing the sunnah of Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. So, and if you got nobody to read it for you, then you read it upon yourself. Bismillahi yubarik, wa min kulli da'in yashfik, wa min sharri hasidin idha hasad, wa sharri kulli dhi 'aynin. My brothers, there are many ancestors and ulama and mothers and fathers. There are very many, many other du'as to be read. But if you learn this one du'a, then inshallah, it will take us a long way. So again, inshallah, we complete by saying that, look, it is an important aspect of our deen and our sharia that we visit the sick people. It is something which Nabi Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam said. It is something which Nabi Kareem alayhi salam did. It is something which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam encouraged. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم بحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. إن شاء الله when time is to come, I also want to discuss about the fact that we have also another problem and pandemic in our society, and this is something called sihr and jadu, and the fact that there are du'as to be read for this as well. And the reality is that sometimes when it is the allowance of Allah and that you are time to be for you to be tested, then sometimes it is a truth and an effect that you and some people will be affected by this. And it is something nothing untoward, simply because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself was affected by this at a point in his life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed which verses are to be recited so that we can rid ourselves of these impurities, as well as how we behave in society, so that our nazar and our hasad doesn't fall onto people. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq. Again, subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.